I have a friend who likes her coffee lukewarm. Her husband, on the other hand, will only drink it piping hot. Early in their marriage, this created a moment of tension. One morning, her husband prepared some fresh hot coffee just the way he would like it. Then he surprised her with a cup to enjoy with her morning reading. She seemed touched by the gesture, but he noticed that she didn't drink it. In fact, she let it sit so long that he knew it would no longer be any good. From his perspective, she had wasted his efforts of kindness. But instead of showing frustration, he took her coffee and went to heat it up in the microwave. Now it was her turn to be frustrated. From her perspective, he was about to undo her patient waiting for the perfect cup of coffee. Thankfully, with some sharing of coffee preferences, marital disaster was averted. The problem wasn't that her husband didn't know how to brew coffee. It was that he didn't know his wife. I think we could all agree that the best gifts come from those who know us best. With that in mind, listen to this psalm that speaks of the Lord's knowing of us. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. We could read more of this passage to discover that the Lord knows us better than we know ourselves. As the one who created us, we can know that He is the only one who knows us perfectly. And that means He knows the perfect gift to give us. The Christmas season we just celebrated was all about that perfect gift, Jesus Christ, His one and only Son. In this gift, God the Father has given us Himself to be known. This is what we were created for, to know the Father like the Son knows the Father. When we receive the gift of Jesus, we will also have an epiphany about ourselves. As we come to know Jesus, we will come to know ourselves the way our Creator knows us. It's only after receiving the gift of Jesus that we come to see that knowing the Father and being known by Him is the life we are made for. And since He knows us perfectly, we can trust He knows how to brew the perfect cup of coffee, even if it's lukewarm. I'm Kara Garrity, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI's Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.